KO4QLG. This is KO4NUE.
KO4QLG, go ahead.
Hey, bud, I just want to give you a call and let you know. You never guess where I'm standing right now.
Beach somewhere over in France.
Yes, sir. I am in Cherbourg. And the actual beach is, I don't know, it's about 3 minutes from here. We just got here. We hadn't been here long. I am absolutely exhausted. But I just gonna let you know we made it. And can't wait till tomorrow. But I gotta get some rest right now. I'd been up for over 24 hours. I didn't sleep a bit on the airplane. And I just can't hardly move. I'm so sore. But anyway, I'm just going to let you know and do a quick favor and call Mama for me and let Mama know because I won't have to pay for a telephone call.
Can do that. I will do it as soon as we get off here. You sound exhausted. Just get you some rest so that you can enjoy. I know it's probably pretty exhilarating already just knowing that you're over there. Just remember those guys that landed on that beach some odd years ago were probably awake for longer than that.
I know, but I just a little overwhelming just being here. But just call Mama for me. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Hear that? I won't call her right now. You enjoy yourself, and we'll take care of things on this end. And everybody's got their thoughts on you right now, probably. Heard them talking about you yesterday. You're kind of the light of the airwaves yesterday. I'll just say 7-3 and I'll give you all a call. KO4QOG, I'm clear.
K-Mobile. BH listening.
In the rain today, W2G.
It's not raining yet, but they said it was going to. Hoping maybe it'll hold out long enough for my wood truck to get here and dump me a load of firewood.
I'll get there in the next 5 minutes. I was just looking at the radar, and you ain't got a chance of that. Maybe 20 minutes at the most, you know. But I was just looking at the radar, and it's closing in pretty quick.
Cloudy, but I don't see any drops on the window yet, but we'll see. Maybe not. If not, he'll bring it Saturday.
Well, it's already sprinkling rain down here, so it's trying to get started down here already.
Wants to think about it for sure. Weather said 98%, so I guess that's as good as 100%.
You call it that, and all. And, you know, I've never figured out what they say. You got a 60% chance of rain. It's pouring rain out there, you know. That sounds like a 100% chance to me. What you been up to lately?
An all-time new one on CW, well, all-time new one, period, Pakistan, the Philippines, which I've been trying to get for a long time, and I finally got it in the log on CW 15 meter.
Yeah, I worked 17 meters. I worked Galapagos the other day on 17 CW.
Because, I don't know, two or three times, several times, different bands, different modes. I brought my total up, this year. I got my total to 182 for this year, so that's not too bad for half time at the radio.
Yep, not doing too bad. I'd spend more time, but I've got all these other things I've got going on, so I don't get as much radio time as I used to.
Radio time this year, and now I moved my dad in, so that's taken up a little bit of my button chair time, too, but not too bad.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is he getting settled in pretty good?
Settled in pretty much. I got to go next Tuesday. I'm leaving and going to be doing the move. My sister-in-law is coming to get furniture, and my son Joel's coming to get furniture, and I'm bringing some stuff home, and I got to pack, and I'm going to be there for about a week. And the following Monday, November 8th, we'll do the walkthrough, and that way we get him out of there with only 1 week's worth of speed for November.
It'll be good. That'll be good. And I'll getting all that stuff. It's moving a person physically or getting the person himself moved is a whole lot easier than moving all of the stuff that goes with that person. So, been there, done that, and don't want to have to do it again anytime soon.
Last trip to Crossville. I'll leave Tuesday morning and come back the following Monday, midday, and that should be my last trip to Crossville. Then the following weekend, I turn around and go back to Riverglen for 3 days. So, anyway, once I get that under my belt, I'll be done for the year with traveling, and I don't have to do nothing until April next year.
Not this coming weekend, but 2 weekends from now, I'll be up in I'll be up your area for 4 days. I go up on Thursday, and I'll come home on Sunday. And then the following Saturday, I got to drive to Hamlet, North Carolina for a meeting. And then that'll take care of most of my traveling until I leave the 20th of December to head to Florida for about 3 weeks.
Acres down there.
Right.
For sure. Be some place for the holidays.
Yeah, not sitting here by myself. That's, you know, that's what I ended up doing last year at Christmas time. But, you know, this way I'll be with family a little bit and meet up with some of her friends, which I've made friends with when I've been down there a time or two. So, you know, all folks in my age, in our age category. So, you know, and we'll wander around that area down around Jacksonville, St. Augustine during that 3 week period. So I'll see what happens and go from there. You know how that is.
Well, I'm coming down the street, and my next-door neighbors are walking their heathen dogs. These dogs look like potbelly pigs, to tell you the truth. It's kind of comical. And they bark, like, just crazily. It's actually comical to see how they behave. Anyway, too bad they didn't run in front of the truck.
That'll be your neighbor's dog. That makes for bad neighbors. Anyway, well, hopefully you'll get your wood before it starts raining. Talk to you later, Bob. ND7J, W2T.
Have a good day, Rusty. Catch you again. ND7J, I'm clear here. I've got to go in the house.
Hey, Bob. NJOTR, did you get a response from your email the other night?
I did. I'm in the log.
Outstanding. Congratulations. All right, I'll let you go, buddy. I just turned the radio on. NJOTR.
All right, Tom. Yep, and I appreciate that tip. That got me an all-time new one, which I haven't had in probably over a year or so. So that was cool. I got to run, Tom. We'll catch you again. Hey, Bernice, 73, in D7J.
73, Bob. Good morning, Rusty.
Oh, hey, Tom. You mean Bernice is going to allow you on the radio before you have to go out somewhere today?
I suppose. We were going out earlier, and it started sprinkling. We was going down and get some rocks here for her flower garden. Excuse me. But anyways, yeah, I told Bob about a spot the other night that just come up for a few minutes, he'd been trying to get the Philippines for a long, long time. And I've worked this guy before, I'm pretty sure, because he's an American in the Philippines at DU3LA. And he was on 15CW, and so I texted him real quick, and he nailed him. I got him, too, but my gracious, he's got such a marvelous antenna field compared to mine. the noise level down here was tremendous.
Yeah, the other day I worked Galapagos on 17CW. Got him on the second call.
I worked them on 30 last night. I've had them for many years, but got some band fillers there to do. I worked all that Eswatania, used to be Swaziland, several times, and Sao Tome and Principe in Africa, and the Congo, and quite a few in Africa recently, and there's several really good Russian de-expeditions over there now. Good operators.
Yeah, well, this Galapagos for me was a new one on that band. I've worked them before, and I've worked the Philippines too. And also, you know, you pick them up here and there and everywhere, you know. It's not a guarantee that you're going to get everyone you go after, but you try anyway.
The Philippines from here is hard, and I meant to ask Bob if he was beaming long path on that. He let me hear it on his radio over the phone, and if I'm not mistaken, it was long path. And that time of evening, that would probably be, it was along the gray line, so that's probably the way it was. I had so much noise here, I couldn't tell. I used to could when I had a better antenna system up in Kansas, but this works just fine with the wires. I'm very satisfied.
Work most of what you want to work, then you know it's all good. You just do what you can, and then try for the rest. That's all you can do. I mean, that's what I do here with mine, and also hopefully this winter I'll be able to. When the tree leaves, I'll get down. I can see everything up there. I can get a crew over here one Saturday if there's a good Saturday, say in January, and I can get a crew over here, and we can take and get the my antenna loop, drop it down, run some new wire through the eggs, and put it back up in the air, so it'll be, you know, in better shape. And I think my signals and all will improve when I get the antenna back up to the right length and everything.
Mr. Gerald T.R., no doubt about that. Mine, knock on wood, made it through all the winds the other day. I guess we could have a little bit today, but right now it's not too bad. It's just 7 miles an hour out of the northeast, but it's chilly out there, I can tell you that. 53 and sprinkling at times. But both of mine have been up and working, and I'm glad to have, but I've been amazed at what you can do on a wire. I mean, the Philippines is a long ways without looking it up. But Bob said he was going to send him an email and see if he was in the log, and he was. With that log periodic up there, there's not much that's going to do any better than that.
You do what you got to do, and all I just try to work the ones I can, and if I can get them, you know, it works fine. If I can't, you know, I just keep trying. And, you know, you know, it's one of those things. So, anyway, so what you going to be up to today?
Well, I don't know for sure, Rusty. I got a few things to do here. Got to order some medicine for my foot, and what else was we going to do? I don't know. I was trying to sight in a rifle yesterday, but I didn't get finished because the deer hunters, I don't like to disturb them late in the afternoon. But it's just too dang cold for this old man to get out there messing around with that now. It's just not that important. Yeah, the Philippines is 8,658 miles to that guy's place, and he's not far from where I was stationed there. It's a funny-sounding town, Mabalacat. But he's got a USQSL manager, but I don't send out for cards anymore. But he does Logbook of the World, ironically. And I don't know, just north and west of Manila, as we called it. But my greatest reach here is down around India. I've worked India from here on wire, but any of those countries down there, like Thailand and Laos and places of that nature, are booker to work. And especially with no sunspots now, but maybe when they come up, we'll have a better day. What are you going to do today, Marisha? You decided yet? She hasn't decided yet. She's over there. What are you reading, recipes? Consumers reports. I haven't even looked at the paper yet, Rusty.
Gets everything lined up. She'll tell you what your marching orders are for the day.
When the War Department speaks, I listen.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, it's been raining over here. It's not raining hard, but it has started raining over here and all. I went out and got my mail a while ago. And one QSL card came in the mail from one of my contacts on the nets I work around here. So another entry for an award I'm working on. So, you know, it is what it is and all. Well, I heard you in there and heard Bob was talking to him and glad to hear you this morning. And I better get back over here and finish putting together these minutes for that last meeting I took notes on before the next one comes up and get them out. Make everybody happy, and or at least make them not so grumpy anyway. So, anyway, you have a good day, you and Bernice, and I know she's sitting over there and she can hear the radio, so, and good morning to you, Bernice, and y'all have a safe, dry day. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Same to you, Rusty. Have a good day. And like I said, I just turned the radio on, just heard the tail end of you and Bob talking there. And so I got to formulate, as we used to call it, plan of the day, huh, Rusty? 73, this is N0TR clear.
TR, K4OIM.
Good morning, Mr. Wall. This is N0TR.
Good morning, Tom, Miss Bernice. Tom, you had a DX station calling you this morning, but I don't think he was legal. His call sign didn't match his country he was in.
That wouldn't have been KO4NUE, would it?
That's affirmative. Did you ever make contact with him?
No. Patrick told me he called me about an hour ago, but from where, I don't know.
About twice, about 30 minutes apart. I think it was about 8:30 when I came down here to the shack, and quick as I turned the radio on, he called, but it was on Echo Link, and evidently, he ain't got his Echo Link set up right, or it's just not working wherever he's at, because he couldn't hear. He could transmit, but he wouldn't hear, and I tried going back to him, and it might have been Patrick tried to go back to him, and he never did answer.
Well, thank you. I don't say where people are at times when they're QSY, for for security purposes, but I know exactly where he's at, and so do you. But it's not wise to propagate that information to all the scanners in the world. And at any rate, I appreciate it, Walt, that you're telling me that, but he's over in what I'd call F5, and that's wonderful. I hope he gets that straightened out, don't you?
I'd like to talk to him about his snails. I just wonder if Anna's had him try to eat any of them yet. I don't know what time they got to their destination over there, but he didn't sound as perky as he usually does, but it might have been because he was on Echolink and he's not that used to Echolink yet.
Or I'd say you call it jet lag. shoot. Well, I'll send him a text here in a little bit. And it's a little more reliable form of communication, but I feel honored that he tried to call me. And he's such a great guy, I'll tell you for sure, Walt. Well, I'm not going to stay here too much longer. My back's starting to hurt, and I got one of those patches on my back from that icy hot stuff, and I need to get up and move and go check the girls out back and make sure they're fed and watered. And hope you got a good plan for today, Walt.
Plans, but they are not working out too good. I tore a couple old walls out here in my shack where the old refrigerator used to be. Where that thing defrosted, it leaked out and rotted some of the paneling and some of the floor. I got started on it late yesterday evening and got up this morning, came down here, was going to try to finish up. But I don't want to cut none of that plywood inside the shack with my radios in here. I don't want sawdust and everything. And it's starting to rain pretty hard up here on Lake Bowen. So N0TR, I'll say 7-3s for now, and let Miss Bernice get your day planned out for you. Good talking to you this morning, Tom. And, oh, by the way, the doctor called me this morning. I got to be there 10 o'clock this coming Wednesday to get my right eye done. I can't wait, Tom. So I'll say 7-3s on your final, Tom. N0TRK4OIM.
Well, fine business on getting your eye fixed, Walt. I'm really tickled to death for you. That's a major improvement for sure. Those doctors are a godsend, aren't they? Yeah, people can gripe all they want, but they spend 10, 11, 12 years of their life learning how to do that. And it only takes a few minutes to get it done, but you know what? There's millions of dollars involved there in what they had to pay, and what the hospitals had to pay, and the overhead. So we're very lucky to be able to participate in that. And, Walt, I heard what sounded like a lightning crash, but there's no lightning down here. All the bad storms are supposed to go south of us, hopefully. My nephew is a medical scientist up in Massachusetts. He's been out of electricity for 2 days, non-generator. And they had a big nor'easter up there. So far, knock on wood, we've been very fortunate here. And I wouldn't want that. I don't know why in the world he don't have a bigger generator. He's got a small one. But when you live in a $4 million house, you ought to be able to afford a whole house generator. But he's cheap. I guess that's how he got rich. Anyways, we love them all up there. 73's Walt. Have a good day. K4OIM N0TR. And thanks for the information.
I'll talk to you later on up the day, I suppose. 73.
KN4WQQ mobile.
4WQQ K1ABH. ABH monitoring.